This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Fight, I guess I'll never know. For a moment, I can't wait. I'm holding on to hope. And I know you're stoned, I can see it. The struggle's getting old. For a moment, I can't wait. 'Cause you said you're sober.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, and we've got a big show. Going to talk a little bit about Sonoma, well, probably a lot of it about Sonoma. NASCAR goes to wine country once a year. Who gets the win? Kyle Larson. Who runs out of gas? Martin Truex Jr. But most importantly, how much Pinot did Sean Whitfield have over the weekend? That is always the question we ask after a race at Sonoma. So big win for Kyle Larson in the Valvoline Mobile. And a not-so-great day for a lot of other drivers. Plus, Michael McDowell kind of finished a very strange record or accomplished. Yeah, I guess would a very strange accomplishment this weekend. We'll get to that later on in the program. And what's happening now that Fox's broadcast season is over, we head into the next one. And we're halfway there. You know, the regular season continues to plod on as we get ready for Iowa coming next week. So sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. I am Casey Orr, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, oh, he's got his Chattanooga Fitness Expo shirt on, sporting the brand, repping the swag, as they say. It is Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. Have you wore your Chattanooga Fitness Expo shirt yet?
I have not worn it yet.
You know, that would add class to your life.
You think I would, I'd be classing it up a little bit?
Yes, you would.
You know what? I've noticed
your credibility would go up as well.
I'm going to tell you right now, your sleeves are a little loose. Mine are going to be a little tweaked. carrying around these guns.
Is that the way it is? Well, there's one thing about it, is that shirt will fit your chest.
We hope.
Since Mrs. Orr commented about your chest recently.
Yeah, I'll have to give you the I'll have to give you the second part of that story.
Yeah, you need to share the first for those that may have missed it.
Well, this is a NASCAR show. That's why people tune into this. They want to know what happened on race weekend.
Well, we're going to get to that, but since you've already brought that up, let's go ahead and share our world for just a moment.
So, you know, you always ask me about my weekend. It was Evelyn's birthday weekend, so my little girl turned 10 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So
happy
we had
birthday
a little,
to Evelyn.
Had a little birthday
Man,
party.
Man, that doesn't seem possible.
Isn't it the craziest? Because you were there. Yeah, you've been there from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so we did paint. She wanted a painting pottery party, so we did that Saturday. Another birthday party.
Have you asked Evelyn and your wife, when do we outgrow?
Yeah.
What age do you stop having birthday parties?
Do you
parties?
Remember outgrowing birthday parties
never,
eventually?
Yeah.
I did.
I remember like first, maybe second grade, and beyond that, yeah. We were on our own.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, man, you can invite a friend over. Okay, cool. So anyway.
Because the older they get, they seem to even get more expensive, don't they?
Always.
So, I mean, you went from doing little kid stuff to now doing pottery parties, that sounds expensive.
Well, the thing is, they're never not expensive. So I don't know, like, if it really gets more expensive with age. But anyway, so all of her, you know, girlfriends came over, and there were like 15 girls in this little bitty room screaming, having fun, painting pottery. And then we went swimming that night or that evening at the pool. And then yesterday, since it was her birthday, Mama was a little under the weather. So I said, come on, Evelyn, let's go to the pool. Well, then Evelyn's godparents came by and actually came to the pool to give her her present because they were in the neighborhood. And so Krista came over. And then later she sent me a picture. She snapped of me laying in the chair with my cocktail. And I was like,
who took the picture?
Krista did. So sadly, I was like, hey, don't look too bad. It was pretty flat, right? I wasn't, you know, you have this picture.
So she got it. She got just the right angle.
I thought it looked good. And she was like, I was like, hey, it doesn't look bad. She was like, I said, my stomach looks good. She's like, oh, it wasn't about your stomach. It was about your boobs.
The man boobs.
I was like, whoa. And so I looked again and I'm like, they're not bad. So, you know, it's become a thing now. So now it's a thing, and I guess I'm going to have to, you know, I guess I'm going to have to get optimized. I don't know.
You're going to have to get optimized, and you're going to have to start going to the gym.
Start doing some push-ups.
Yeah, that, and you may even have to stop by the gym. You ride by there often enough.
I'll keep driving by.
You know, don't drive by and wave or look for my car in the parking lot. Wow, boy, that's
yeah.
I mean, that's hitting the man pretty hard when the old wife
she didn't pull any
comments
punches.
About the old man boobs.
Does not pull any punches, that lady of mine.
Man, that's a second go around.
And you know what? This is and Father's Day's coming up. Who knows what she'll have for me?
The first go around was what, like 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. She was just
and now she's got photographic evidence.
Yeah, it's bad,
man. I wonder if she'll post it on Facebook.
You know, I think Mrs. Whitfield.
As soon as she does, I'm going to share it to everybody.
Mrs. Whitfield's way nicer to you, right?
I don't know if I'd necessarily go that far, but she's nicer when it comes to critiquing the body. Let's just say that.
Yeah, she's.
Of course, you know, she's got a lot more to work with than Mrs. Orr's got with you. So, I couldn't help but throw that in there. I was beginning to wonder if he's even going to catch it.
Oh, absolutely.
But no, no, Mrs. Chapman Whitfield, she, you know, she's got that feisty side of her, but it doesn't come around very often. Luckily, I'm always on the good side of things.
Well, like you still haven't taught me how to do that. So,
But I will say this: I try to keep her to that 2-glass limit.
Yeah.
Of Pinot, because anything beyond that, you know, it's anybody's guess what's going to happen.
That's scary territory.
There's something about a wife and over 2 glasses of wine that you just never know what to expect.
It could get really good or it could get really bad.
Oh, absolutely. You just never know which way it's going to go.
It is a bit of a roll of the dice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like a storm coming to this part of the country, and you don't know if it's going to miss us or not. Or is it going to just go south and hit, you know, south of Chattanooga? That's kind of the way that goes. But, yeah, that's the only time I have to be on my guard. And then it's just like, you know, stand back. The storm's going to come through whether you want it to or not. Just keep your mouth shut and, you know, just get through it. It'll pass. So
keep your head down.
And I've learned that through years of going through marriage. See, when you get to be my age, you can say you've gained more wisdom in all your years. So I'm always, you know, trying to counsel with those young, you know, guys that have just gotten married in 2 or 3 years of marriage, because later on they come back and thank me. I tried to do that with you, but I don't know if it helped.
Well, you gotta remember, I had to consider the source.
So you didn't believe anything
like,
I said.
You know what? Whatever he does, do the opposite.
Well. You did say that. I want to do whatever the opposite you did. So so it sounds like you had a good weekend.
Oh, great weekend. Evelyn had a ball.
Good.
You know, good times had ball. No, well, no golf, but it was okay.
I'm surprised you didn't get any golf in. You know, as I told you before we went on the air, that I rode through that fancy golf gated community you live in yesterday. And, man, I was surprised how much activity was going on the golf course. Is it always like that?
On beautiful days, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a popular destination.
Yeah. It's, I have no idea what our membership is, but yeah, when it's a busy day or when it's a beautiful day on a weekend, it's tough to get tee time.
Is it still where anybody can come there and play?
No, it's private.
Oh, it didn't used to be though, did it?
I think it was public. It was like a half public,
semi-private,
what they call it.
Yeah.
But now it's private. You've got to, you know, be with a member or be a member.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I had a nice weekend, got a lot of work done. I was working all weekend, and then, you know, we were out riding around yesterday afternoon, but got the old race in off the DVR last night and caught that. Man, it was an exciting race there at the end. A little drama on the last lap.
Certainly an exciting conclusion, but that ends with a familiar result, I guess would be the thing. It looks like Martin Truex Jr. Was getting ready to get the win. And then again, for 2 weeks in a row, which I'm sure there's a stat for this, 2 weeks in a row, somebody runs out of gas. And Kyle Larson, and hats off to him, he's one of the best in the sport for a reason, starts the last stage in 22nd and was able to absolutely drive through the field to get the win at the very end, and what I thought was a very exciting race.
Yeah, Kyle Larson making the pass there on the lead with 8 laps remaining. And as you said, got his second win at Sonoma. But I just felt absolutely horrible for Martin Truex Jr. I mean, he was 40 yards or so from checkered flag and runs out of fuel and just limps across the start-finish line, and I think he finished in, 27th?
Yeah, I love the video of the crowd cheering him on as he finishes. It reminds you of those marathon. You ever watch the marathon videos where the guy's about to collapse and everyone keeps cheering and guys are helping him across the finish line? It was reminiscent of one of those.
There's something not right with he and his crew chief. So that's number one. And then number two, this is the second week in a row that we've seen someone run out of fuel.
See, here's the thing. I remember you telling me that these guys...
I don't think there should be any excuse for that.
These crew chiefs know exactly how far they can go. However, that might not be the case, Mr. Whitfield.
Well, I just don't get it. With today's technology and as advanced as the sport has become through the years, it's just hard for me to get a good comprehension on how a driver could run out of fuel.
You know, it's pretty remarkable that we've got these cars that technologically they can do so much with. I mean, my God, just adding wedge, like, you know, you pull in and they can crank your car down and completely change the way it sets and send you back out there to drive 200 miles an hour. But we don't have a fuel gauge. I mean, like, simple technology that's been around forever. And I'm assuming that's on purpose, right? Because it's part of the strategy. Don't run out of gas. Know what your car can do. Know how your driver drives. And it is pretty shocking to see it happen 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, for sure. But there's just something not right between Martin Truex Jr. and his crew chief. And it almost seems like it's given Martin Truex Jr. a little bit of an attitude from his comments on the radio, like, oh, okay, it's something else. I give up. I mean, I'm. It's like he's tired of even trying to fight it or get it corrected in some regards. It's almost like he feels hopeless and helpless at the same time.
Are we still talking about marriage, or are we talking about a crew chief?
Like, well, I don't think he's ever been married, so we're talking about a crew chief. However,
because sometimes you just have to go, I'm not fixing this.
However, a crew chief and a driver's relationship is much like a marriage. You've got to be able to, I think, a lot of times treat it like a marriage, because we've seen over the years and past years, you remember back in the day when Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus was like the perfect marriage.
How they did TV commercials together.
And then at the end of his career, the marriage was falling apart. And so that's just a prime example of how important that so-called driver crew chief relationship is. And the easiest way to sort of describe it is like a marriage.
Well, you know, if you're Truex Jr., you've got to be frustrated. Here's another chance. Like, I'm running well, and then you don't. And he's so, you know, he's having the best season of any guy that hasn't got a win yet. But the guys that don't have a win yet really want one, because that kind of guarantees your way in. So it's kind of, I guess it's good to have good points, but you're not really secure until you get that win. And he's plenty talented, and there's lots of guys with teams that aren't as solid, and you could say guys that aren't as talented that have wins, and he's got to be going, I know how to win. I win a lot around here. I'm a past champion. Why can't we break through this little bubble and finally get into victory lane? So I'm sure there's a lot of frustration involved in that as well.
Yeah, I would agree. As you mentioned at the beginning of the program, it was Fox's last race of the 2024 Cup season. So we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. And we're going to talk about NBC starting their coverage coming up at Iowa, as well as we're going to break down the race at Sonoma. We're also going to talk a little bit about the losing streak that Kyle Busch is on.
Listen,
it is now the longest losing streak in his career.
And you're going to have a chance to talk about your favorite, Samantha Bush. A little spicy tweet over about the controversy.
Do you, I missed that one. I was too busy looking at the pictures.
Well, we'll go over that.
All right. Did you come that, did you find that on X?
It's on, actually.
Formerly
it's on
Twitter?
This is NASCAR. It's on X, yeah.
Gotcha. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day. We are presented to you by OptimizeU. We encourage you to check out their website, OptimizeUChattanooga.com, and you can become optimized like I am. And if you're wondering what optimize means, then that's even more of a reason why you need to go to OptimizeChattanooga.com.
Normal is not optimal.
And see what I'm talking
about. And you're
about.
Certainly not normal.
So we got a lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies. Listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today we're talking about the race at Sonoma. Saw Kyle Larson get another win this season. Big win for him. Truex Jr. runs out of gas. Bad day for Kyle Busch. We'll get to that in a minute. And, of course, everything you need to know about the weekend. And later on, we'll look ahead towards Iowa Speedway. You know, Sean Whitfield, super producer Chuck texted me during the first segment when you were being so mean about my body, when you were giving me a negative body image. And he said that, you know what? There are certain people out there that would like the dad bod, and I could probably get like an OnlyFans or some sort of, and people could pay to watch this, see all this, and you know what? I wouldn't have to do the show anymore. I could just,
I don't know.
I could just go model.
I'm beginning to think it. You would probably have a losing money proposition. I don't know. I think, you know, you've already had your self-esteem hurt. I think that would just make it worse.
Well, listen, it's already down. Where can it go from there? Now's the time to do it.
I think you should, you know, take this and turn it around and make it positive and join the gym.
No, I'm just, that is not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
No, just, I can't work in the gym. I'm a lot, you know, there you go. Thank you, Chuck.
You know, you're 45 now.
Maybe
you need to turn life around a little
bit. Maybe when I go golfing, I'll take a push cart and I'll walk. How about that?
Oh, so you don't walk when you play golf?
Gosh, no. That is a sport of leisure, Sean. I drive a golf cart.
Wow.
And maybe I'll drink a couple less beers.
So you're lazier than I thought you were.
Who walks when they play golf? Who are you?
I thought you had one of those little pull-behind carts. That's what I used to use when I played years ago.
But I'm cool.
Do they even still have those at golf courses?
Yeah, they do. Well, you can't rent them anymore, at least not where we're at. But they actually have some really nice ones now that you can buy. Carriers and everything.
Sit your clubs on that carrier and then you just pull it.
And just push it. But listen, at Winstone, it would count as exercise because there's a lot of hills out there.
Yeah, but it's not that bad.
What?
Especially if you're a good golfer.
When was the last time you played the back nine out there? Exactly.
It was the last charity golf tournament I was in.
96?
Probably 6 or 7 years ago. It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a long while since I've even swung a golf club. I do have some Callaway graphites. I don't know if that's telling you much.
I mean, they might have graphite shafts in them, but yeah, like Big Berthas or some.
Yeah, I've got two Big Berthas. They still make a Big Bertha.
Yeah, they still, like every year they come out with new ones, but the Great Big Bertha and Big Bertha still around.
Yeah, I've got some of those. Bought them almost brand new. They were used.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't buy them new. You had to get a deal.
At
somehow.
Nevada Bob's golf shop. And it was about a $2,400 set of clubs that I paid $1,000 cash for.
Man, what a deal.
Yeah, I thought it was a good deal back when I got them. And they still look like new because they hadn't been used much.
hadn't been hit where they're supposed to.
Anymore. Yeah, that's for sure. That's why I like playing those four-man select shot games.
Scrambles, yeah.
Yeah, that way I can hang in there with the best of them. All right, let's get back to talking NASCAR. And as we were talking about earlier, Kyle Larson got the win, his 26th victory in 346 NASCAR Cup Series races. Got a little trivia for you, Casey. Kyle Larson joined Hendrick Motorsports at the beginning of 2021. How many victories has he achieved since he began his relationship with Hendrick Motorsports?
2021, and we are currently 2024, so this will be, we're 3.5 years in. What does he let's go 12.
20 yesterday made 20.
Wow.
And he's won 26 in his career, so that means when he came to Hendrick he only had 6 victories so far in his career.
Do you know how many, so 26 wins, do you know what other driver that ties him with career wise
I do not.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Okay.
Kyle Larson now has as many wins as Dale Earnhardt Jr. And I think that stat is funny to me because if you remember Dale Jr. early on, that might shock you because he did win quite a bit. If you remember Dale Earnhardt just during the Hendrick years, you'd be like, wow, when did Dale win 26 races?
Yeah. Well, when I discovered that stat yesterday, that was his 20th victory with Hendrick Motorsports, and he just began there in the middle of the pandemic in 2021, because 2020, he was on the sidelines.
Yeah, I mean, he failed upward. He did the great American trait.
Most people, as well as himself, thought possibly his NASCAR Cup career was done, that his future was going to be racing sprint cars. And then all of a sudden, he hooks a deal with Rick Hendrick, and they hadn't slowed down since. So 20 victories so far for Kyle Larson with Hendrick Motorsports. Yesterday was his third victory and eighth top 10 finish in 2024. It is his second victory and fourth top 10 finish in 10 races at Sonoma Raceway. Michael McDowell came in second. He posted his third top 10 finish in 12 races at Sonoma Raceway. It is his fifth top 10 finish in 2024. You know, Michael McDowell just continues to impress me. He's always been that guy that you can't help but cheer for. He's great guy, great family guy, very well liked and respected around the garage area. And there's just something about you always like seeing good things happen to good people.
I told you a funny stat about Michael McDowell, or a strange accomplishment, that he, by finishing second, Sean, he has now finished a race in every single position, 1 through 40, at some point in his career.
And every time, not every time, but a lot of times when I think of Michael McDowell, I think of you.
Yeah.
And I think about those really, that really cool pair.
Wiley X sunglasses.
Of sunglasses.
Those were awesome.
That you had that belonged to Michael McDowell, and you lost them.
And he gave them, and he left them, so I took them. And
then you lost them.
And they were great. I loved them, and then I lost them.
Those were probably expensive, too.
Oh, man, a new pair of Wiley X's, it's $100. But
I'm sure he got them free.
I guarantee you he got his free.
I'm sure he has some sort of endorsement with them. The driver that came in third was Chris Buescher. Started 26, ended up in the top five. Good day for him. Chase Elliott started fourth and came in fourth. Ross Chastain came in fifth. AJ Allmendinger,
the Dinger,
a little bit of a name of the past, came in sixth. Seventh was Ryan Blaney. Eighth, Tyler Reddick. Ninth, Christopher Bell. And 10th, Todd Gilliland.
Kyle Busch, after being spun or spinning late in the race, depending on your view of it, end up rallying to finish 12th. Keselowski, 13th. Bowman, 15th. Go down a little bit. Eric Jones, 19th. Bubba Wallace, top 20. Another bad run for Joey Logano, finishing 21st. Truex Jr., running out of gas, finishes 27th. William Byron, 30th. Josh Berry, 32nd. Chase Briscoe, 34th. And finishing last, Sean, what a season he continues to have. Up and down.
Lost an engine.
Denny Hamlin in the 38th spot. That's the first time in a long time I can remember a top team just blowing an engine.
Yeah, especially
Used to be a semi-regular thing.
Well, especially, too, it being a Joe Gibbs TRD engine.
Yeah.
So when you look at how Joe Gibbs ended, you look at Ty Gibbs, he came in 37th. Denny Hamlin came in 38th. Martin Truex Jr. came in 27th. And then who am I missing? Help me out here.
The only guy that had a good run.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find him on the scoreboard.
It's not Tyler Reddick, is it?
No, Tyler's with 23-11. Anyway, we'll discover that here in just a moment. But for the most part, it was not a good day.
Chris Buescher.
For Joe Gibbs Racing. And Chris Buescher, Chris Buescher drives for Roush Fenway. He's in a Ford.
You're right, he's in a Ford. What am I talking about? It's either Christopher Bell, the 20 car. There you go. Yeah. He had a top 10.
See, when you see, you're already acting like you're over 50. See, I'm legally and can do that without being totally embarrassed. You're 45. You shouldn't be doing that.
I was looking at some. I was trying to do two things at once. And I can't. I haven't been able to do that no matter what the age.
But man, I just feel horrible for Martin Truex Jr. And man, what a tough day for that race team. Of course, the Sonoma Raceway is a 1.99-mile road course. It's 110 laps, 218.9 miles. There were 8 caution flags for 22 laps and 11 lead changes among 9 drivers. So when you look back at Sonoma, it's always a favorite destination for me. It's a little bit personal, sentimental for me because I was there in 1996 at a Union 76 Racing Gasoline Distributors meeting and went through their driving school there. Back then it was called Sears Point. And the day we were there was the day that Bruton Smith made the announcement that Speedway Motorsports was buying that racetrack. So that was in 1996.
You got to do the road course program.
I did.
To drive it, yeah.
And I had done the track at Atlanta the year before. And if you ask me which I like the best, I love Sonoma. Atlanta was good. But boy, there's just something about doing a road course track and doing one of those driving schools.
That would be the start, the pull and the start and stop. That would be, or not start and stop, but the turns and the hammering down the gas. That'd been fun.
And I remember I was so surprised how much more I enjoyed it and how much fun it was compared to being at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The final 51 laps were caution free with varying pit stop strategies going on. Also, let's talk about the drivers or elaborate a little bit more on the drivers that did well and didn't do so well. Of course, we talked about Kyle Larson. We talked about Michael McDowell. A.J. Allmendinger, his sixth-place finish was the best result so far this year in the Cup Series. Chris Buescher, his third-place finish marking the 13th consecutive time he's placed 11th or better on a road course, so that's going well. Denny Hamlin, bad day, as we mentioned, came in last, dropping an engine. Of course, Martin Truex Jr. is thrown in there. And then Kyle Busch was racing Ross Chastain for fifth place on the last lap. When he was hit and spun, Busch lost seven spots and then, of course, finished 12th. He remains outside the playoffs with 10 races left. And Kyle Busch has not won a race now. Yesterday, it became 37 consecutive races.
So, essentially a full season, which Kyle, love him or hate him, very talented, very consistent, normally is good for a win every 20 or so races at least. Sean, I think another loser from yesterday is just all-around Toyota. In the top, Tyler Reddick finished 8th, Christopher Bell finished 9th. They're the top two placing Toyotas. You don't see another Toyota until 19th place with Eric Jones. So what a rough day to be in a Toyota.
When you look back at Kyle Busch's career as far as consecutive winless streaks, you go all the way back to he had a 36-race drought, which he ended in July 2017 at Pocono. And since then, he has won at least one race in a NASCAR record of 19 consecutive seasons.
Wow. He is you can say a lot of things about Kyle, but you can never doubt his talent or ability to win races. It seems to be all the other stuff that held him back for a while.
When you look back at the career of Kyle Busch, could you say that it closely resembles Kyle Larson's career right now, except without the attitude?
I think, honestly, when Kyle Busch's career is wrapped up, if he doesn't get another championship, we're going to look back on him as, kind of like the Braves, Sean, the Atlanta Braves. Remember how good they were for about 15 years, how they won, like, the pennant every single year, and they were all terribly talented, and everyone loved the Braves, and you had Dale Murphy and Ron Gant and Sid Bream and Tom Glavine and Smoltz and all these guys that were, and they were so good for so long. One World Series win. They win a couple times, but only one World Series win. And that's kind of the way you feel with Kyle Busch. Like, dude, you're so talented, you're so good. How do you not have more of these things?
Yeah, for sure. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will dive into the driver standings.
We may drive into it.
Yeah, we might do that too. We'll dive into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. We'll also talk a little bit about Fox's departure from the NASCAR season yesterday. They'll be back with Daytona 2025. And we'll talk about what's ahead with NBC, as well as several other news topics in the world of NASCAR that we're going to try to squeeze in today's show. But in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us wherever you may be, or if you're on your ride home. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105. And we are presented to you by Optimize U. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. More NASCAR to come. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. Lay away, away.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, and as always, presented by Optimize You, Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. We're here each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Kyle Larson, third win of the season, is the winner at Sonoma Raceway. And next, we turn our attention towards Iowa Speedway for the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol. If there's not a good old mid-American NASCAR name for a race, the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol. That's coming up Newton, Iowa, and that's going to be Sunday night at 7 p.m. Sean, we're racing Sunday night under the lights, another prime timer, and that's going to be on, get out your guidebooks, boys and girls, USA.
Yeah, USA Network, which is... a part of the NBC family, and so all that gets started this weekend.
You would think the first of the year they would be on NBC, like welcome to race coverage, but I don't know. The NBA playoffs are going on right now, but that's not an NBC. That's a TNT thing.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but anyway. Well, and then we go to New Hampshire, also USA. Nashville, right up the road, Sean, that is going to be NBC, and so is the Chicago Street Race. So it definitely seems like the big boys are getting the attention. A little surprised at Nashville, but I guess it's just because we're returning there. Nashville, let's see. Yes, that's going to be a good one. We going to that? We going to Nashville?
If you could get permission, we would go.
Let me look at the date there again. Oh, I can't go on that date.
I was going to say, You couldn't get permission anyway.
I'll be somewhere.
Is that the way it is? Yeah, you'll be at home is where you'll be.
Now, I tell you what's terrible is if I can't go like with you and just be VIP the whole time, and I don't even know if we have those connections in Nashville.
We could probably make that happen.
Then I just don't even want to go. Like, don't even bother.
But even if it's not,
if I can't go, be cool.
Even if it's VIP, you you probably can't get permission to
listen
go.
We're gonna be coming off vacation about then. Mrs. Orr may be ready to get rid of me. She may say,
or
go on out.
You can mess up so bad on vacation that you're in the doghouse for a while.
Probably more likely, yeah.
Yeah, because you're probably going to be getting on her last nerve. And, you know, I'm going to feel bad for Mrs. Orr on vacation because she's got to look at your man boobs out on the beach the whole week.
I'll tell you what. I don't know how she's going to do it.
She's going to be going, why don't you look like that dude over there? Like, why don't you look like that dude?
Like, if I come home and she's bought me a bunch of those swim shirts you give to little kids, is that when I know something's wrong?
Or she gets you one of those trainer sports bras.
Hey, can
to
I
go with your
can I just get like
swim trunks?
Pec implants, isn't that
yeah,
a thing?
Yeah, you can get an implant for anything.
I guess so.
Yeah. I don't know how well those do, but yeah, I'm sure you can. Hey, we were just talking. God, I'm so distracted now. we were talking just a little bit ago about where the race was going to be on television. So we might as well pause for just a moment in the show and talk about Fox's TV viewership. It was up for 2024. Not by much, but it was up. The Sports Business Journal is reporting that the viewership with Fox is up 1% this year.
Hey!
Averaging around 3.398 million viewers per race. So things are positive and not in the negative for television viewing.
I can't imagine a 1% increase is what they were hoping for, especially early in the season when we were seeing a lot of races with like Atlanta, like a 20% jump.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, good. You're still getting more people watching it. I think the racing's been good. So another, you know, all around, good job by Fox.
Are you familiar with OutKick?
OutKick the coverage, yeah.
Yeah, that's an online publication, isn't it? Don't they?
Well, it's the dude up in Nashville, OutKick the coverage, Clay something.
Yeah, they I see them sometimes on Fox News and some other things.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was reading an article online today, and they were talking about you know, Fox ending their season, and the article was talking about how they were a little sad to see Fox go because they thought that Fox had the best NASCAR coverage, and especially they hated to see NBC come in without Dale Jr. So I got to thinking, I thought, you know what? They're right. Dale Jr. is not going to be on the NBC broadcast.
No, Dale's at home counting his money, getting ready for Amazon.
So what is that going to mean for the NBC coverage in the booth? I don't think we can't lean on Rick Allen to keep us informed and entertained the whole time. Steve Letarte can't do it on his own. Jeff Burton, to me, is kind of middle of the road. So we may be a little disappointed. I don't know.
Well, listen, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Junior's a draw. Like, well, people like Junior, but no one tunes in to listen to Dale Earnhardt Jr. comment about the race. We are tuning in.
I think he's gotten better.
Yeah, absolutely. But we are tuning in to watch the NASCAR race and having him there as a bonus. But you're not tuning in for him, and you're not going to tune out because he's not there.
Yeah, but we're comparing NBC to Fox.
It will be interesting to see who they're going to bring in to be a part of that. So and to see what the broadcast is going to look like. I love, you know, there are certain announcers that are iconic. You know, I think about football and you think it was, you know, John Madden, people loved him, and then some of the others that throughout time that people like. And it was always cool when they were calling a game, but it was never the reason you were going to tune in or not. You know, it's like if I'm watching Oklahoma State, it's because I want to watch Oklahoma State. I don't turn it on and go, oh gosh, they've got Fox's C team on here. Let me just not let. No, I mean, we're tuning in for the sport. It will be fun to see how the new crew works. It'll, you know, how the chemistry comes together, if there's any new features. But I don't think him not being there is nearly as big a deal.
But there's some legendary announcers like Jim Nantz from CBS. Yeah. Who was the old guy that covered the Masters for years and covered SEC football for CBS?
It was Keith Jackson. He did like USC. No, you're thinking of Vern Lundquist.
Vern was another one that I always enjoyed watching. I think Joe Buck does a great job.
Joe's dad was a famous.
You know, Joe was, when he was at NFL on Fox, he did a good job also covering Major League Baseball on Fox.
Listen, Mike Joy, living legend.
Yeah, and Mike Joy for certain.
But we're going to watch the Daytona 500 whether he's there or not.
Well, that's true, but it just sort of adds to the experience.
Yes, absolutely.
When you've got a legendary broadcaster like that. I don't dislike Rick Allen, but to me, he doesn't fill those big shoes like some of the ones we just mentioned.
Oh, I mean, he's not a legend yet or anything like that, but I find him perfectly acceptable. Here's a quick side note. Vern Lundquist was the weatherman for the news channel my grandma watched. Back down with it, because they used to get the weather out of Dallas or something. He got his start as the local weatherman and then went on to become one of the legendary broadcasters of all time. But I always thought that was kind of funny. I don't know. It's always fun to see what sort of new curveball, what wrinkle the production staffs come up with. Hey, this year, let's try this. But overall, I think it'll be fine. It's just Fox has always been the gold standard, and we'll just see if it continues to be that way.
For those that keep up with a lot of the NASCAR programming on Fox, tomorrow ends a 16 or 17 year tradition at Fox for NASCAR Race Hub. So tomorrow will be their last broadcast. They're going to have a 90-minute special, and I understand they're supposed to be bringing in like 32 guests. So anybody out there that for all the years, you may want to set your DVR or catch that. So their last broadcast is tomorrow. Let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. We got Kyle Larson leading the way now with 14 points over Chase Elliott. Denny Hamlin was leading the way, but his bad finish knocked him back behind Kyle and Chase. Denny Hamlin is now 26 behind the leader. Tyler Reddick in fourth. Martin Truex Jr. still hangs there in fifth. He's 53 points behind the leader.
William Byron in the sixth spot. Seventh, Brad Keselowski. Eighth, Ty Gibbs. Ninth, Christopher Bell. And rounding out the top 10, Ross Chastain. Alex Bowman, 11th. Ryan Blaney, 12th. Chris Buescher, 13th. Bubba Wallace, 14th. Kyle Busch, still in the top 16, along with Joey Logano, also in the top 16. However, Austin Cindric and Daniel Suarez, 18th and 19th, both have wins, so they would knock out Kyle Busch and Joey Logano in the 15th and 16th spot if the playoffs were to start today, which they are not. But wouldn't that be a story? Kyle Busch and Joey Logano, wily veterans that are past champions, getting knocked out by Austin Cindric and Daniel Suarez.
Yeah, it would be. At this point, anything can happen, that's for sure. And especially yesterday's race was race number 17. Am I off very much?
No, that's right.
Yeah, race number 17. So we go 26 races before we determine who will be the final 16 drivers to make the NASCAR playoffs. So we still got quite a bit of racing to go, but it will go by quickly, as we all know. All right, when we come back, we are going to give you the latest news in the world of NASCAR regarding the NASCAR charter negotiations. The Associated Press has released some information today, and we'll share that with you. It's not looking too good, but we'll get into that and more as we continue. And of course, we are presented to you by OptimizeU. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. Also, too, if you've missed any of today's program, starting tomorrow morning, you can go to our website at racingtalkradio.com, click on past shows, or you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just go to your favorite podcast platform and put in the search bar Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download, and you can listen to us at your convenience wherever you're at. All right, more NASCAR to come. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, and as always, brought to you by Optimize You. Check them out online. Remember, normal is not optimal. Today, we've talked about the race at Sonoma. Kyle Larson was the winner of your Toyota Save Mart 350. Third win of the season for him. You know what? I would say definitely one of the favorites to be in the championship discussion this year as his season continues to roll along. And next up, Iowa Speedway for the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol from Iowa Speedway. I mean, how can corn, like, it's just a... It's a produce, I guess. Like, how can corn sponsor something?
No, corn, excuse me, corn is in ethanol.
Well, I know, but it, normally you have like the corn producers 500 or something, but literally it sounds like corn got together, not the band, but the C word, corn got together and is
it would be appropriate
sponsoring 350 powered by ethanol.
It would be appropriate to have the band Corn
open up at the Corn 350.
Yeah, be the pre-race entertainment.
Yeah, Zach Brown could come sing. I think he has a song called Cornbread or something.
Oh, does
like
he?
That. I don't know. Probably.
All right, let's get into our news in the world of NASCAR. The Associated Press is reporting today that multiple team owners has told them that NASCAR's most recent proposal delivered almost 2 weeks ago was the worst offer yet from the sanctioning body. Among the complaints...
It's always good.
Yeah, it's not looking good. Among the complaints, the France family, which owns NASCAR, a privately held company, still won't budge on making the charters permanent. The series made rollbacks from previous offers, and the proposal now includes provisions that would allow the France family NASCAR to purchase charters, which are at the heart of the series' business model. NASCAR's latest offer was for the charters that are guaranteed for 7 years and an option for another 7 years after that. It also included a cost cap, and in addition to NASCAR being allowed to buy charters, a provision in which NASCAR would allow the private equity firms to buy in to the charter systems.
So what they're saying is, can the France family, owners of NASCAR, buy charters, even though they're the ones kind of providing them, I guess, if you would.
Yes.
And the France family also said they can't give out charters forever because the charters, basically, there's no way to value them. It's tied to TV money, essentially. Like, if we're not bringing in TV money, we don't have charters to sell you. If that's not making a lot of sense, but
That's the backbone,
yeah,
of the value.
Basically,
of the charter.
I can't assure you a charter because it may someday be worthless.
Yeah, listen to this. The Associated Press continues on to say, teams are now worried that Front Row Motorsports' announcements to buy a third charter is an indication some of the smaller teams are ready to take NASCAR's offer despite an alliance that all 15 would stick together in negotiations. Yet, there is no clear fallback plan. The teams don't want to start their own racing league and believe NASCAR would move on without the likes of Hendrick Motorsports, Joe Gibbs Racing, or Team Penske if they decide to boycott races. Such a scenario would leave it to the fans to decide if the replacements, likely drivers and teams from lower level series, provide a watchable product.
So, if anyone can remember, IndyCar used to be a lot bigger here in America, and then they split, and you had IndyCar and you had Indy Racing League, and neither one of them.
Well, you had the kart series,
and then it split into a bunch of multiple factions, and guess what? No one.
Two different leagues.
So, yeah, I mean, golf is going through this now. A bunch of the really talented golfers signed a bajillion-dollar contracts to go to Live Golf, and it's no one's watching that. But now everybody watching the PGA Tour doesn't get to see some of the best players. Mm-hmm. This is never a good thing. They will figure it out. But NASCAR holds the cards here, man.
They do.
And kind of always have, and this is just a...
Here's a simple way to...
This is where the rubber meets the road.
Here's a simple way to say it. You're playing on their playground, and as long as you're playing on their playground, you have to play by their rules. Now, what, you know, there's two sides to every story.
Absolutely.
Most of the sides that we've been hearing have been coming from the driver's side, or the team owner side. We haven't really heard NASCAR saying much about their views, what their viewpoints are, except they keep trying to portray to the media and to the public that negotiations are going well and things are moving forward. Like, you know, everything's going hunky-dory. But when you hear reports like this in the Associated Press coming from the teams, they're far apart. So this raises a big question in the minds of NASCAR fans as well as sponsors in the sports and then certainly team owners is, what happens if we get into the fall time of the year, into the final 10 races, and nothing's been resolved? Where's the sport headed at that point? It could be damaging to the sport.
This does seem to be one of those things that you're going to hear publicly or publicity on both sides, and you know, NASCAR. You know, the team NASCAR playing the old, well, we can't give you something if we don't know the value. And then team owners going, you're being greedy. And it's going back and forth. This will get hammered out because both sides have so much to lose. And listen, people aren't going to tune in to watch a bunch of drivers they don't know. But on the same token, Hendrick Motorsports isn't about to go start their own series. It's just, no, they're the bajillions of dollars it would take. So it is mutually beneficial for everyone to work together. But there's going to be a lot of outfighting because we're all going to hear about it until that point.
Here's a key point. The race team alliance has got to stick together. If they start having some of the smaller teams, like what the article is saying, start to splinter off and try to cut their own deal, then that's where they're going to lose the horsepower as far as the race team alliance is having the good negotiating ability to get what they want. But this is going to be something to sit on the sidelines, get your popcorn and Coke, and wait and see what's going to happen. Because this isn't progressing in the right direction. and most of the team owners and NASCAR was assuming and leading people to believe that, hey, we were going to be able to get this thing figured out in the first quarter of the year. Now we're entering into the summer stretch, and it sounds like it's worse than ever, according to the Associated Press.
Well, we will certainly see what happens. You it'd be tough to blame a small team who's got a chance to cash in on some extra dough or get position themselves better because they don't have the money to compete with the big boys to go their own way. But we'll see.
Yeah, they feel like they've got nothing to lose and everything to gain because they're the weakest link on the racetrack.
I couldn't get any worse. So we'll see. It'll be interesting, but surely they're all going to hammer it out because they kind of need each other.
We are headed to Iowa this weekend, and Casey, you said earlier that we're on USA Today, and it's a Sunday night race. Is that correct?
7 p.m. Sunday night on USA.
USA. So
we'll have to find that on the dial or the stream or the something.
It's on my EPB cable.
If you've got my EPB cable, you can find it. Absolutely.
All right. We'll be open-minded about the NBC broadcast team, and then we'll give you our opinions coming up next week. All right. We want to thank all of you out there again for joining us and making us a part of your day or your ride home. We will be back here again next Monday, 6 p.m. on Rock 105, and we'll be keeping you up to date with all the latest on and off the track in the world of NASCAR. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.